All right, it's your boy NEX. I want to welcome everybody back to the Next Guard Podcast. And today, what we're going to be taking a look at is the 5 reasons why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Why is he the why do people feel like he's the greatest quarterback to ever live? And before I get into his, let me go ahead and because I didn't explain this, I did the top 5 reasons why Peyton Manning's the greatest quarterback of all time. And I didn't explain what I was doing. See, what I'm actually doing is I'm going through my top 5 quarterbacks of all time. So for each quarterback, I'm going to give the top 5 arguments on why their fans feel that they're the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, last time I did Peyton Manning. So for all of the Peyton Manning fanboys, I know they was happy. But some niggas was hitting me up like, yo, son, how you actually think Peyton, the greatest quarterback of all time, and he not clutch, and he took the HGH, and what about him putting his penis on the lady's head back in the 90s? I'm like, yo, son, calm down. Yo, I ain't got nothing to do with his penis in the 90s or none of that shit. I'm giving the top 5 reasons why you could say Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to do Tom Brady today. The next one I'm going to do, Joe Montana. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Joe Montana next. And I'm not doing these in any sort of particular order. I'm kind of trying to go from most recent guys to your older guys. So that's kind of what I'm doing. So I'm not doing this in any certain order. My last 2 in my top 5, I'm kind of waffling on right now.
Oh,
I'm going
shit.
Back and forth and shit. So I'm trying, you know, so I don't want to, you know, so the next one I'm going to do is going to be Joe Montana, because he's clearly in everybody's top 5, I would hope. But it ain't about Joe Montana today. Today it's all about Tom Brady, and he is my personal, now you can call me out on this. You want to call me out on this, you can call me out all day long. Tom Brady, I feel in my heart, fucking heart, that he is the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm about to tell you why. Top 5 reasons why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
5.
All right, bruh. Let's start with the stats.
All right,
so I'm going to go through these stats, and I'm going to go through them fast for you, because the nigga owns basically every major quarterback passing record in the postseason, all right?
Oh,
so I'm going to go through these fast for you, because I don't even – he got too many. All right, so most postseason games, he's number 1 with 29. Most postseason victories, he's number 1 with 21. Most postseason fourth quarter comebacks, he's number 1 with 6.
Oh,
most postseason game-winning drives, he's number 1 with 9. Best postseason win percentage, he's number 1. Most division championships, he's number 1 with 12. Most conference title game appearances, he's number 1 with 9. Most postseason passing yards, he's number 1 with 7,345. Most postseason
Daniel.
Touchdowns. He's number 1 with 53. Most postseason pass attempts, he's number 1 with 1,085.
Oh,
I mean, the stats is ridiculous in the playoffs. He owns every single fucking record. If we take it to the regular season and over his entire career, he's top 5 in touchdowns, passing yards, completion percentage. He's number 1 all-time in winning percentage. I mean, the kid's stats, I mean, you can't really argue with his stats at all.
Damn,
but the stats
Daniel.
Is there for Tom Brady, bruh. I mean, if you're talking about your top 5, you got to be top 5 in everything, passing situations. He's number 1 in postseason situations in every fucking thing.
Oh, snap.
Stats. All right, that brings me to my number 4 reason why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback 4. Of all time. And I did mention this before here, winning percentage.
He's
the most winning quarterback, period, of all time. Anytime you talk about a quarterback, the first thing you're going to judge him on is winning.
Oh, shit.
And nobody has done winning better than Tom Brady.
Oh, shit.
More about that.
Oh, snap.
My number 3 reason why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Clutch. When you watch Tom Brady in any late game situation, you're surprised when it doesn't go his way. you're surprised.
No shit.
Anytime Tom Brady get the ball late in the game, you pretty much like, all right, there goes seven. Like, we just hope they down by a lot more than just seven, because seven's coming into the game. It's not many quarterbacks that you can say that about. You definitely can't say that about Peyton Manning.
No shit.
Now, Joe Montana, you can definitely say that about. My other two top two guys, who I ain't gonna give y'all yet, you can say that about them too.
No shit.
But Tom Brady is number one when it comes to bringing your team back and making the correct decisions at
Damn,
the end of a game.
Daniel.
And it's been so many times, you know, the Wes Welker drop, the Amendola drop, like where in Super Bowls and championship games, where he's made the right decision, he's put the ball right on the receiver and the receiver just didn't catch the fucking ball.
No shit.
Like, you very rarely see Tom Brady, like, out of pocket, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why the fuck did he just make that throw?
No shit.
Like, ah, shit, another interception. That leads me to my number two reason. Super Bowls, bruh. You know, it is what it is. Whenever you talk about the top quarterback of all time, you gotta mention some Super Bowls. And I think the number two reason why you would say anybody is the greatest of all time, and most people would probably put this number one, but I put it at number two. He's got four Super Bowl wins.
Damn,
tied
Daniel.
With Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. Four of them things. The NFL's the hardest league to win a championship in.
No shit.
He's got four of them. That's special.
Damn,
that leads me to my number
Daniel.
One reason. I have Super Bowls as my number two reason. What should be my number one reason why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time? He has done the most with the least.
Oh, snap!
You can go through all of the great quarterbacks of all time. You look at their defenses.
Oh, snap!
And or their skilled players on offense.
Oh, snap!
And you say, shit. Look at all these Hall of Famers. Look at all these guys. Look at the
Damn,
Jerry Rice.
Daniel.
Don't give me Corey Dillon.
No or shit.
Fucking, don't give me any of these other foolios, all right? He ain't been playing with shit. We know, you know this. He damn sure ain't had a Marvin Harrison. He
no
damn
shit.
Sure ain't had a Reggie Wayne.
Oh,
he damn
snap.
Sure ain't had a Jerry Rice.
Oh,
he damn sure ain't had a Lynn Swan,
oh,
Franco
snap.
Harris. Yo, he ain't had no shit like that, all right? Tom Brady has won all of these fucking Super Bowls, games, all this shit with lackluster skill players.
Damn, Daniel.
That's fucking amazing, son. That's amazing that he's done all. He has all those records I fucking named. He did have some good defenses when he first got into the league with Teddy Bruschi and all those dudes on defense. He did
no
have
shit.
Some good defenses. But for the most part, my G, let's be honest. Like, Belichick just been piecing together shit and making it work. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. If you don't believe that, you's a fucking fool. Or you just
Damn,
don't like him. I know at
Daniel,
this point, he's probably the most hated quarterback of all time. Everybody wants him to lose. The nigga just keep winning, though.
Oh,
that's the reasons, dog. That's the top five reasons why Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. He's got the stats.
No shit.
He's won more than anybody.
Oh,
he's got more
snap.
Super Bowls than anybody, except for two other guys that got him tied.
Damn, Daniel.
And he's done the most with the least. He's the greatest, the GOAT, holla. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Next God podcast again. The next quarterback I'm going to do is Joe Montana. We're going to get the top five reasons why Joe Montana could be the greatest quarterback of all time. Yeah. And until next time, my friends, don't believe the hype. Be the hype, bruh.
Daniel, back at it again with the white man.